Dignitaries, community members, and descendants gathered Labor Day afternoon to dedicate the new Nelson F. Carr Memorial Bridge over the Caney River, very near to the place where Carr established his grist mill along the horseshoe bend of the river back in 1870. Carr was one of the first settlers in the area with his Cherokee wife. He first took over the abandoned Butler Trading Post near today's Oak Park neighborhood and also built a school near the trading post. While he was on a supply trip, the original trading post building was ransacked. Devastated, he and his family moved to the Horseshoe Bend of the Caney River and built his grist mill. 5 years later, in 1875, Carr sold the grist mill to Jacob Bartles, the city's namesake. Carr went on to live a quiet life as a rancher, farmer, and family man. While the city was named after one pioneer and streets were named after others like William Johnstone and George Keeler, Carr's only recognition was a small historic sign near the site of the grist mill along Highway 123 and a replica one-room schoolhouse at the Bartlesville Area History Museum. That is until Labor Day 2024, which happens to be Carr's 180th birthday. Local historian Debbie Neese has been working behind the scenes since 2016 to find something fitting for Carr's memory. When the Oklahoma Department of Transportation decided to replace the old Highway 123 bridge with a new structure, Neese saw her chance. Since naming a state highway bridge takes action from the legislature, Senator Julie Daniels passed the bill. Neese says Monday's dedication ceremony was very special.
I'm overwhelmed, and all the families here that we could gather. So, I mean, this is just an overwhelming day. And even though it's brought the event to a closure, Nelson Carr lives on. And he has credit for everything that he deserves.
Reporting from the Nelson F. Carr Memorial Bridge in Bartlesville, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.